To Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
You listen to WGN. You live in the Chicago area. You ought to do pretty well at this. Steve, you want to give it a go? You're on the air. How are you?
I'm fine, King John. How are you?
Good. Have you played this game before?
No, I haven't.
What are you doing? You sound like you're on our nation's highways. Where are you?
I'm coming back from the dentist. I lost a crown this morning.
Don't you hate that? So the guy got you in, and now you've got a temporary on there?
No, he was able to put it back on, so I was lucky.
I was going to ask you what just set you back, but maybe not too bad then, huh?
No, I go to a very reasonable dentist.
What's his name? I'll go there.
Ira Dolnick.
What town is he in?
He's at the Gulf Mill Shopping Center in Niles.
He's my new favorite, although I like my dentist too, but shout out to him. You ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Question number one, say what you want about Lori Lightfoot's taxes. She overwhelmingly beat how many candidates to become mayor of Chicago? 14 or 5? 14 or 5? 14 is
14.
Correct. As a result of the new CTU contract negotiated after a two-week-long strike, the starting salary for a teacher with a bachelor's degree in Chicago, the starting salary for Chicago public school teachers is now going to be A, $58,300, or B, $38,300. 58 or 38?
Jordan, I want to say 38.
Jordan's in the newsroom. If you're not 100% sure, you can reach out to him for a lifeline.
Jordan, help.
I wish I knew the answer to this. I can't remember.
58 or 38, starting for a teacher with a bachelor's degree?
I think 58 sounds slightly high to me, but...
He's thinking 58.
Man, I'm a bad lifeline. I think that you're probably right on your first instinct, but I don't know for sure.
Want to go with 38, guys?
Let's go with 38.
Correct answer is 58. Good job, fellas. $58,300 is the starting salary. Producer Olaf, are you ready with that sound bite? Here we go now. To whom did Gail King say this?
Robert.
That's all you get. I'll do it one more time. To whom did Gail King say this?
Robert.
De Niro?
That's good. But it's a Chicago-based story and quiz.
The guy who's in jail.
Yep.
Awaiting several trials.
Yep.
Who sings hip-hop or something that I can't stand.
Yep. Did you say R. Kelly?
Yeah, that's it, R. Kelly.
Nice going. R. Kelly is correct. Chance the Snapper was an alligator found in what park lagoon? What park's lagoon?
Not Wicker Park.
Not Wicker Park.
No.
Do you need help? I think I know this one.
Help. Okay, Jordan.
I think it was Humboldt Park, right?
Yes, it was. Humboldt Park. I go for it. Humboldt.
Ding, ding, ding. You guys are correct. You're really good at this, Jordan.
I had to redeem myself after getting the first one wrong for him.
Which of these Chicago politicians did not find themselves in legal trouble this year? Ed Burke, Danny Solis, Luis Arroyo, Kerry Austin, Martin Sandoval. Which of them did not get into trouble this year?
Is this a trick question?
Yes, it is. They all got into trouble this year.
I saw all of
them. Nicely done, sir.
I had to redeem myself for the one I didn't know, yeah.
How old do you have to be to legally use recreational marijuana starting the 6th of January, the 1st of January? How
21?
Old?
21.
It's 18 or 21. You want to go 21?
Yes.
21 is correct. What place did the Cubs finish in their division last season? Second place or third place?
Third.
Third is correct. What place did the White Sox finish in their division last year? Third place, fourth place, or fifth place?
Jordan, can you help me?
I am pretty sure that they finished in fourth. Or well, is it third? It might have been. You know what? You know what? Wait a sec. Think. I'm thinking Kansas City and Detroit had to have been worse. So I'm saying third.
Seem to be overusing the lifeline theory here, but I'm not going to worry about that. The correct answer is third. The Twins, then the Indians, then the White Sox, then those other guys. Third place for both teams.
All right, there you go.
According to Channel 7, five of the top 10 stories for 2019 were about A, crime, B, Lori Lightfoot, or C, Jussie Smollett. The biggest story of the year, according to Channel 7, was crime, Lori Lightfoot, or Jussie Smollett.
Lori Lightfoot?
Lori Lightfoot's wrong! Want to take another guess? Crime or Jussie Smollett? Crime is wrong! You're down to one. Do you want to guess Jussie Smollett?
Ask me Jussie Smollett.
Isn't that tragic?
Yes.
Well, hopefully we'll all have a saner, calmer, less violent, less expensive, more successful at the plate year in 2020. I want you to proudly wear your Mega Pros hoodie and enjoy a Lou Malnati's Pizza on Us, okay?
Thank you, John.
Steve, I appreciate your call.
You
have a great new year as well. Thanks for listening. So it's also, I think, interesting to note that when we do the Mega Monday Morning Quiz, you can get them all wrong or right. You still get the same prize. But if you get all 10 of them right, you're invited back the following week. And that has happened a couple of times this year.